Columbia's information superhighway. This is The Drive with Derek Gilbert. Your city, your station, the Eagle 93.9.
Don't you touch my donuts, fool.
Fat mama, I'm here to save the day. Fat mama, I'll take your food away. So don't eat those chips and ice cream now, cause I'll take them from you so you don't look like a cow. Fat mama, don't you try and take my donuts away.
The Eagle 93.9, we're doing something a little different this half hour. I'm Derek Gilbert, and we are going to talk with a real-life superhero. Now, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about a show, television program my wife and I got hooked on called Who Wants to Be a Superhero on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it boiled down to a couple of characters at the end, two contestants, one called Feedback and another called Fat Mama, who was really the person that we were rooting for. The show, when it first debuted, and there were only six episodes in this series, when the Sci-Fi Channel started to promote this show, it looked really cheesy. But one night we fell into watching it because there just wasn't anything else on TV that was worth watching. And lo and behold, it was really, really, you get hooked. You got to care about the characters, care about the people, and we became big fans of the show and big fans of this lady, Fat Mama. Nell Wilson. Fat Mama, welcome to the Eagle 93.9.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Well, I tell you, you know, my wife and I watched that final episode, and we had tears in our eyes. It, and we were rooting for you. We really felt that the world needs your message now more than ever.
Yeah, I kind of, at first, like in the episode before, I was ready to give it up because I just felt like the Feedback and some of the other boys, that they were so in the comic characters and stuff, and I wasn't really in the comics, and I felt like it was kind of cheating them out of a prize. But after the show and the response from everybody, and a lot of people were really angry, like, you should have won and they should have gave it to you and stuff, then I kind of felt like, oh, maybe they should, because it was more of the message that I wanted to get out to everyone and, you know, just doing really well in the games and stuff.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this whole process that you went through and find out a little bit about your message. Now, you're a single mom out in California, and how did you find out that Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk, was looking for people who wanted to be a superhero? How did you decide, why did you decide to
okay,
try out for this?
Go now?
How did you get wrapped up in this?
I have a 14-year-old, and she saw advertisement for it on the computer. So we were sitting at home, me and the kids, watching TV, and she said, Mom, you should go try out for this audition. So we saw that was for superheroes, and we were kind of talking, what would you be if you were a superhero? So I just kind of said, well, I'm fat, and I'm a mama, so why don't we just call me Fat Mama? So we started, like, just being silly, really, saying, okay, I can help rid the world of bullies. People who tease people that are fat are because they're different, and we're just tired of it. So originally we started off with, while they were talking, I said, oh, hold on a minute. I went in the bathroom, and I pulled out some old spandex and a swimsuit, and I put that on. And I came out in the room with my 4-year-old Batman cape. And they laughed so hard. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it, because they kept daring me. They said, you are not going to go down there and do that. I said, yes, I will. So that's kind of how the idea came forth.
Well, your message, though, should I call you Fat Mom or should I call you Nell?
No, you can call me Fat Mama.
All right.
I kind of want the world to stop thinking of fat as being bad, because that's why kids grow up and they tease you. They tease you on things that people are insecure about. And the fact is, I'm fat. And that's what my message is. If you don't like something, change it. So I'm not saying be fat and be happy because you're fat. I'm saying accept yourself the way you are. If you have one leg, You have to deal with the fact that you have one leg. This is who God made. This is how God made me. And I'm just happy to be here and exist and not have to worry about pleasing each person. Well, and I think the world is full of people that are having surgeries and they're dying to change and to please everybody except for themselves. And they're still not happy when they reach the goal that they set for someone else.
Exactly right. We're talking with Fat Mama, who was the first runner-up on the reality TV series Who Wants to Be a Superhero on the Sci-Fi Network on the Eagle 93.9. And Fat Mama, boy, you know, I hear you. I was, when I was a kid in school, I was the fat kid with glasses, you know, who had asthma and was too smart for his own good.
And okay.
So I know exactly where you're coming from. And my wife is a lovely, lovely woman, smartest person I know. And she's what you'd call a plus size woman. But she's the prettiest woman in any room that we're in together. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's the way, you know, she is in my eyes. But the world that we see around us on TV and in the movies shows us a model of perfection that normal people can't hope to reach, not healthily anyway. And like you say, it's we're in a country right now that spends over $1 billion a year on plastic surgery. $1 billion
right.
a year. So
right.
I could go on and on, but I want to find out what your experiences were like here. So you go down and you interview with Stan Lee. And
yeah, and actually we came up with the little song, the Fat Mama song. And we just started piecing, like I would say one line, then one of the kids would throw another rhyming line in. And so when I went for the audition, they just could not stop laughing. They was like, oh my God, that is so cute. So they really liked the song that I had. They liked the message that I had. And originally I had Twinkies on my outfit. So at the end I would say, don't try to take my Twinkies away. But the Twinkies kept falling through the little, I had them with a safety pin, and they kept falling off too. So once I went on the show, I decided to do donuts because it's such a big variety of food. And what I wanted to make it was funny, to let the kids know it's okay to laugh and have fun with yourself. You shouldn't always have to be so defensive. If you accept yourself the way you are, you know what you are, you should be able to have fun with it, and that way you don't get your feelings hurt so much. And, you know, it's not nice for people to call you names. But at the same time, you are what you are, so don't expect special circumstances, you know, for people to feel sorry, because we don't need people to feel sorry for us. And that's what the world needs to understand. And like with this game, I went on there, and I really wasn't expecting to make it past a couple of weeks, because I saw the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
They were all physically fit. They were all younger. I'm 43. They were in their 20s and 30s. I said, okay, if they have some running stuff, I'm going to pretty much be out. So I said, but you know what? I want my kids to see that I went on there, I tried everything I could try, and if I failed, it was not because I said I can't do it because I'm too fat. It was because I tried my best, and I just didn't win. So that's kind of how I played the whole game, was not worrying about the next person, just getting out there doing my best, so that if I went home, my kids were proud of me from what I did and not from what somebody made me do.
Well, Nell, Fat Mama, I say that that's the true definition of a hero. Now, I didn't warn you about this before, but we've got somebody on the line who has called in. Would you like to take a call?
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, let's go to Mike in Columbia, who's called in at 874-9390. Mike, you're on the Eagle 93.9 with Fat Mama.
Yes, hello. Nell, we watched you on the television, and we're all big fans in our house. We've got three daughters, and we really thought that you did a great job. And
oh, thank you.
All three of my girls were rooting for you. I was rooting for feedback, but that's, of course, because I'm a comic book nerd, and I recognized him right away and knew that he had it in his heart from day one.
Right.
But what I had a question for you about was, you know, a lot of you guys really got into character and really took the whole spirit of the show, especially when Iron Enforcer became Dark Enforcer, and, you know, it really started to play out like an actual true sort of comic book series almost, if you will. I wanted to know if you're able to disclose it as to whether or not you guys are going to have sort of cameos in the sci-fi movie, if it's going to be like a... Because I really thought, you know, with everybody's strengths and weaknesses, it really played out more like an Avengers Marvel comic book, really, than a solo thing. wanted to know if you guys talked about that at all.
Right. Well, we haven't. They keep saying things are up in the air. So some of the, like, sci-fi or other people are trying to work with something. And I know Nitro, he's really into comics, and he lives in New York. So he's in contact with them. And the other day he asked us for our bios and stuff because they want to try to do, like, a movie and incorporate all the characters in it because everybody has something different. That's what made our team work and that house work was that each of us had something different to offer. And we weren't so much trying to get rid of each other as we were just kind of competing and having fun.
And we should point out.
I do hope that they do put something together, or even a comic book. Originally on the ending, they make Feedback the winner, and they make me the sidekick to kind of be like the mother to him, to kind of, you know, keep him on his toes and stuff like that. But the editing, they had to cut down to so many different, to 6 weeks, that a lot of stuff couldn't fit in. So you just really didn't even get to see a lot of the stuff that we did in the house and stuff. So it was a lot. It was a lot of fun. Those games, like even the convicts and stuff, to us, all that stuff was real because you have to remember, we didn't see what each other did. So when I saw it on TV, when you saw it, it's the first time I would see what Feedback would actually do, what the other person actually did, because at each challenge, we were separated, and you went out one at a time, and you did your task, and when you came back, we couldn't talk to each other about what we did.
And we should point out to people who didn't see the series on Sci-Fi that the winner of the whole show, Feedback, was... is going to be a new character in a Stan Lee created comic book and an original movie on the Sci-Fi Channel. And that's what Mike,
correct,
the caller, was asking about. We're talking with Fat Mama, who was the first runner up and our favorite, my wife's and my favorite character in the reality series, Who Wants to Be a Superhero? We need to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Want to talk a little bit more with Fat Mama as the drive continues on the Eagle 93.9.
Don't you touch my donuts, fool. Fat Mama, Fat Mama, I'm here to save the day. Fat Mama, Fat Mama, I'll take your food away. So don't eat those chips and ice cream now, cause I'll take them from you so you don't look like a cow. Ooh. Fat Mama, Fat Mama, don't you try and take my donuts away.
The Eagle 93.9. I'm Derek Gilbert, and you're listening to The Drive. Our guest this afternoon on The Drive, Fat Mama, from the reality TV series on the Sci-Fi Channel, Who Wants to Be a Superhero. And Fat Mama, I should mention your website so people can find out a little bit more about you and your message of being accepting of the way you are. It's Fat Mama, M-O-M-M-A, fatmama.tv. And I actually found you through your MySpace website.
Yes, I'm also on MySpace, and it's just under Fat Mama. And I've had a great response from the teenagers and kids from like 9 to 18 that write me and let me know how bad they feel at school when somebody makes fun of them. But now they kind of learn to stand up for themselves and to not just be ashamed that if you face somebody and say, yeah, I'm fat, or yeah, my ears are big, okay, what can they do after that? They have to kind of leave you alone. So they're hearing that message, and it's really changing their lives. I have one boy that told me he had went to school, he had gained weight, at like 20 pounds, just 20 pounds. And he said he was throwing up every day. When he eats, he would go to lunch. After lunch, he would go throw up in the bathroom. And he said after he watched that episode that he stopped doing that. And now he's eating his lunch, and he's feeling better about himself. And I was telling him, that's not even big. But in today's society, they make you think that you're fat. When I grew up, I was like a size 7, 8, 9, 10 when I graduated from high school. I always thought I was fat because people always would say, oh, you're fat, and I was brainwashed into thinking that. Now that I'm heavier, and then when I had my first child and I really gained weight and I was actually fat, and I looked in the mirror, I couldn't believe that, okay, now I'm fat. What were they talking about then? So it's easy to just convince yourself that what people are saying is true, and that's why I want you to stop and look at yourself and just love yourself.
And that's a message that, again, the world really needs right now. Fat Mama of Who Wants to Be a Superhero is our guest on the Eagle 93.9. How many emails have you gotten from kids who've seen you on TV?
I've gotten over 3,000 emails from different kids and adults, housewives, just people unhappy with themselves, and parents that are so glad that I'm on there. They have little kids that they say are running around the house singing the Fat Mama song, and they my character, and they love the character, and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're fat, you know, where, you know, before this, to me, people look at you and they prejudge you before you can even open your mouth. They'll look at you and say, oh, she can't do it, you know, she's too fat, what is she doing here? But when they saw me open my mouth and be so positive, it can't do anything but draw positive stuff in.
Your visit to the school children during the course of the show was really touching. The kids voted you their favorite of the three superheroes that were still left in the contest. You also had to do a number of other challenges, just like your typical reality show. What was the most difficult challenge that you faced during the taping of Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
The most difficult challenge was the one at stunt school, and that was the one where there was a swing, and if you see him with feedback, did it. He wasn't trained to do it, and when he did it, he landed back on his neck, and he really hurt his back.
Ooh.
Where for the next month or two, his back was actually aching. But when I got up there to do it, we started it, and I looked, and I'm like, I have kids and stuff to take care of. There's no way I'm going to get up there and kill myself over a game, you know. And that's where you have to draw the line and say, nothing's that important that I feel like I wanted to get my message out there, but I didn't want to look bad or pay any price to do that. So I stepped down, and I said, you know what? This isn't worth me hurting myself over, but if it's something I could try and have fun, I'm all down for having fun. Because walking across that plank, that piece of wood, we actually thought we were walking across that building, the way
yeah.
they had it set up. And they even told us there's a net. Don't worry if you fall. The net will catch you. So we figured, okay, I figured it was safe, and I would try it. And at the most that would happen is if I fell, I would be caught by a big net. So when we walked over there, that was pretty scary, too, because we had no idea we really were only 2 feet, 2 inches off the ground.
Now, there were 11.
So it was fun.
There were 11 contestants that started Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and you were one of the final two. Did you guys, during the course of the challenges, did you guys really form some solid relationships?
Yeah, we did. Everyone there at the beginning, I told them, I said, I'm a mess with you guys. I'm a pick on you. I'm a call you names. I'm a do what I do. And it's all in fun because this is a game. And at the end, when it's over, we should all be able to get together and laugh about this. And when it was all over, I did. I had a couple of barbecues, and several of the people came, and they hung out at my house. My oldest daughter is 22, and she just left for Baghdad Saturday. She's in the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah, and back and Major Victory and Monkey Woman, they all came and supported her leaving. Feedback even gave her a brand-new laptop computer and said, you better email your mother every day.
Wow.
Makes me teary-eyed that we form such good relationships, and we check in with each other and make sure everybody's okay. And if anybody's, you know, feeling bad, we know to call each other to keep us pumped up and stuff. So we did. I made really good friends after the show.
Now, Fat Mama, did I hear right that you're going to be in the comic book?
I'm going to be. I have a couple of people that want to do a Fat Mama comic book and a cartoon for the kids to watch. And, I'm working with them on that now, so I do hope that you're going to see a comic book out there, and you're going to see some children's books on self-confidence, you know, to teach them self-esteem and stuff.
Well, Fat Mama, in my book and my wife's book, that makes you a true superhero, and we salute you and your daughter as well, a hero for going off in service of the country, and our thoughts and prayers are with her for her safety while she's in Baghdad, because that is, I can think of a lot of places on this planet I would rather be than Baghdad right now. But
yes, exactly, and she's really good. She's, you know, she graduates from high school at 16. They've never given me any problems, and we kind of work together as a team. You know, I'm worried about her being over there, but at the same time, somebody has to do it, you know, and that's kind of what she chose to do. So I'm proud of her that she's kind of following in my footsteps and doesn't just put herself first. You know, it's like we feel like if we look out for each other and everybody looks out for each other, it'll be a nicer place to live.
Amen to that. Fat Mama from the reality TV series Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and possibly someday soon in comic books, books, and perhaps even a new made for Sci-Fi Channel movie. We will definitely keep up with you at your website, fatmama.tv. And Nell Wilson, a.k.a. Fat Mama, thank you for joining us today on the Eagle 93.9.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you send me, sign my guest book and leave me your address, I'll mail you an autographed picture.
Oh, yes. Take that, Greg Miller. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more with you, Open Lines, and we've got a look at what's happening in the world right now with Justin Offerman on the Eagle 93.9.